on the pavilion, can you tell me the status on that? I understand that there was some worries that it wasn't safe, that it was in a vulnerable place because of erosion.
Yeah, so what happened? Well, for everyone to understand that the national parks own the property, we manage it. It's one of the few agreements like that in the national park system because it was part of the National Lakeshore, and now it's a national park. So that was something the Lakeshore did, but the national park pretty much inherited this process. So it's up to the national park, but we manage it. So we also get called to for emergency services there. You know, we snow plow it. We do all those things that are the maintaining part of the facility. Back in March, April of last year, somewhere in there, I called for an emergency meeting out there because I watched a dune start to get breached. And I warned that it was going to be within 6 months it would breach. And 2 weeks ago, it breached and it's filling the pond in, which was an old acid pond of U.S. Steel. When that was a U.S. Steel facility, it's clean now. It's not an acid pond, but in behind our pavilion. And I'm concerned that water can fill there and eventually erode away to the foundation, which is actually built in sand. And there's multiple hunks of concrete, sidewalk and such that have fallen in to the lake since just August. Two huge pieces of concrete, which are just, it's perfectly cut. It's like right at the seam. Sand that was setting on has been eroded away, and these pieces of concrete have fallen into the waterway. And it all sets out there. You can see it. So a few days ago, I went out and marked a spot that I was standing on with a little piece of the fence that the National Park puts out to protect folks from going out that far. And this particular piece did not have any kind of fence on it. But I took a piece of the fence and put it in the ground. And I went the next day, and it was gone. And it was laying down where sand had just fallen in overnight. And you know, what I'm concerned about is a family or children going out and kind of looking over there and seeing all this, and then that, you know, collapsing on them. So I wanted, you know, our police and fire are concerned that they can't get to someone if they're swept away or if they're, you know, falling in, because of you can't put much weight there. If a person can't stand there without falling in, what apparatus do? So we can't put our residents and or our first responders in danger. So if we can eliminate some visitation to the area, that would alleviate some of the chances of someone being harmed or be put in harm's way. So I'm asking the National Park tomorrow morning at 9:30, we meet with them, to close the park until we can get an assessment of the building, make sure the building is safe, and then we must secure the area so we are not putting anybody in danger that far out on the sand dune that the concrete sets.
So this is National Park Service land. Does the park have a name? What's the name of it?
Portage Lakefront and Riverwalk.
And what street is it on?
It's on Riverwalk Drive, which is in between Ogden Dunes and U.S. Steel at the Burns Ditch.
So it's like a big hole?
No, it's not a big hole. We have a huge pavilion. We have a nice parking lot. We have a walkway that goes out into the lake, out to a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And then the erosion is to the west of the pier, the breakwall pier, that the breakwall actually protects the small boat harbor, which is Burns Ditch, where our marina dumps out into, and Marina Shores Marina dumps out into, and all the water from Porter County and Lake County and the east part of Lake County all runs through Burns Ditch, which becomes that out that waterway as well. It's just to the west of the pavilion and east of Ogden Dunes. And that is being breached, and now there's no more sand dune, no more beach, because of beach erosion.